USA Heartbeat, the pulse of freedom. Today it's going to be an eventful day. We see the first day of hearings in the U.S. Senate over the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett as the newest proposed Supreme Court justice to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg. It's sure to be contentious hearings. One of the things that concerns us in America today is the contentious and the divisive spirit, the polarization that's occurred between conservatives and liberals, Republicans and Democrats in America. Democracy, by its very nature, requires that there be conflict at times because you will have people of different opinions. But we have seen this difference of opinions erupt into riotous looting and loss of life and riots on the streets of America in our larger cities. That pains me. That pains us. And we are just hoping, praying, that we as Americans can find common ground to come together. That even as we go to the Supreme Court today and as we have the upcoming elections very soon, less than a month away, where there are a lot of very, very, very strong feelings for and against both candidates. Lord, we pray and we ask that we as Americans find common ground to come together, and that even we in different opinions and different walks of life and different viewpoints can still, even with our differences, such as in the example of the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Justice Anthony Scalia, who were on different sides of the aisle. They were totally opposed from their viewpoints, but they still got along, and they were still the best of friends, yet they were very opposed on some issues, but they still were able to keep up that friendship. I think that is a very good example of something that we should strive for, that even though we're different, we have different, strong, passionate opinions, that we can still find common ground to come together and unite as Americans. That's our hope, and that's our prayer on this Monday, October 12th, as we watch the hearings unfold in the U.S. Senate today, and as we get ready, and as the elections unfold, and even in the aftermath of the election, man, our prayer is that we can still find common ground to come together as Americans, that we are jointly held together by this promise of life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness, that all men and all women are created equal in the sight of God. Let us keep that as the high benchmark, and let us strive for that banner and for that promise and for that carved in stone promise in our founding documents in this country, that we are Americans. We believe that everyone has the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that everyone has the right to freedom, that all men and women are created equal in the sight of God. That's our prayer. That's our hope today on this Monday, October 12th, here in the United States of America. This is USA Heartbeat. It is the pulse of freedom. This nation, I believe, is the best source, is the best means governmentally to secure life, liberty, and freedom for all. May America continue, and may America become stronger. May that promise of liberty, that Lady Liberty signifies in New York Harbor, holding the torch up high for all who enjoy the freedom and the beauty and the gift of liberty. Have a wonderful day on this Monday, October 12th. This is USA Heartbeat, the pulse of freedom.